This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. The workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. More from our correspondent.
The locomotive manufacturing plant in Dahod, which was set up with an investment of Rs 20,000 crore, is set to manufacture 1,200 engines over the next 10 years. A key feature of these engines is their ability to carry cargo weighing up to 4,600 tons. For the first time, the engines will be equipped with air conditioning and a toilet facility for the driver and an advanced cover system to enhance safety and prevent accidents. The Dahod factory is currently producing 4 engines, all of which will proudly bear the label manufactured in Dahod. The project is expected to create around 10,000 direct and indirect jobs in the region and boost the local economy. In the year 2022, PM Narendra Modi had laid the foundation stone of this ambitious project to boost the vision of Make in India and Make for the World. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees in Bhuj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi praised the valour displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ne duniya bhar mein आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, ये हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है. और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है.
Recent satellite imagery suggests that Pakistan's strategically important Nur Khan Air Base sustained more extensive damage during India's Operation Sindoor than previously believed. Nur Khan, a vital hub for Pakistan's drone and VIP air fleet, is located in Rawalpindi, less than 25 kilometers from Islamabad. The base is a high-value target, housing key assets of the Pakistan Air Force. In a social media post, defense analyst Damia Simon wrote, "A review of Nur Khan Air Base Pakistan reveals the entire complex near India's strike location has now been demolished, suggesting the strike's effect went beyond the two special purpose trucks." An all-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor arrived in Guyana yesterday. Upon their arrival at the Chedi Chagan International Airport, the delegation was given warm welcome. The delegation reached Guyana to convey India's unequivocal message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The High Commission of India in Guyana, in a social media post, said that India is resolute and stands united in its fight against terrorism. Foreign investors have pumped in nearly 14,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in May. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 13,835 crore rupees into the Indian equities market but pulled out 7,743 crore rupees from the debt market so far in May. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 110 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi last night. Chasing a mammoth target of 279 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Kolkata Knight Riders were all out for 168 with 8 balls to spare. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Number 1 seed Arina Sabalenka opened her French Open campaign with a smooth 6-1, 6-0 win over Kamila Rakhimova on court Philippe Chatrier yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.